Welcome to Central Thoughts, a podcast from Central Baptist Church in Daytona Beach, Florida. Here is Pastor Sonny Gallman.
Welcome to Podcast 5 of Central Thoughts, a podcast based from Central Baptist Church in Daytona Beach. Thank you for tuning in today. I want to talk a little bit about the new year approaching. One of the sayings we have about New Year is that we're going to ring out the old and ring in the new. And the implication is that we're leaving behind the old and getting ready for the new year, almost like we're changing furniture, getting rid of an old couch to make room for a new one. And for some of us, we'd really like it if it were like that, wouldn't we? Toss out the old year as if it had never happened and get ready for the new year. But we all know that life is just not like that. We can never fully leave behind the old year, whether the memories and experiences are good or bad. If we lost a loved one, we can't toss out the part where we lost them. If we celebrated an accomplishment, we can't and probably don't want to forget the hard work that brought us to the accomplishment. So we can't really ring out the old, whether that word is spelled with a W or with an R. Likewise, we can't ring in the new as if it were really a fresh start. As much as we want to, there are really no clean slates. One of the things that elite athletes are known for is having what they call a short memory. To forget an important shot that they missed or a dropped pass in a football game or a bad move that they made in a game or doing something, and their ability to be able to move on to what is next is one of the things that defines the difference between a good player and a bad player. But even the best athlete can't really achieve a short memory. They still remember the missed free throw or the loss to the other team or the mistake that they made. And you know, life is like that. Our past is the past, but it is a part of who we are when we move forward. So when we make New Year's resolutions, nearly all of them are based on who we are, what our passions are, what our issues are, what our needs are. So if we can't really ring out the old and ring in the new, what's the big deal of New Year's Day? Should it just be another day for us, a day to turn over the calendar? What should it be if it's not going to be nothing? I've been thinking about this a good bit, and maybe New Year's Day can have value for us if we start thinking of it as next year instead of New Year. Next year doesn't shy away from what has already taken place. It accepts it. It incorporates it. It honors it. Next year says about the last year, well, that happened. I loved it. I hated it. I regretted it. I accomplished it. Whatever. But then it asks the question, what's next? Based on all that I went through last year, what's next? So you think about that player that missed the free throw. They're going to accept that they missed the free throw, and perhaps they might even get angry that they missed the free throw. But then they're going to really focus in and say, okay, that happened. I can't do anything about it. But what I can do is make sure that I am better prepared for the next time. Or they can say, I'm going to approach it differently this time. And I think the same thing is true for our life. There are things that are in our past that we love, that we enjoyed, that we were glad we had a chance to experience. And then there are things that we wish we didn't have to go through, but we can't undo what has already happened. But we can say, based on that, what am I going to do next? And I think that's maybe a good way to think about that age-old failure we have in our lives called New Year's resolutions, where we make all these promises to ourselves about what we're going to do in the new year. And instead of making a New Year's resolution, make a next year's resolution. Based on where I am, what's going on, what's happening in my life, what can I do differently? What do I want to do differently? What can I embrace more fully in this next year that is coming? So to all of you who are listening, I just want to say happy next year.
Thank you for listening to Central Thoughts, a podcast from Central Baptist Church.